stock up on bug spray and take cover, because this week's discovery follows an ongoing outbreak of eight-legged killers. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In The Hatching, author Ezekiel Boone unleashed disaster, destruction, and deadly spiders on the world. And in the follow-up, Skitter, a growing ensemble of characters, finds themselves scrambling to plan their next moves while they wait to see what's coming for them next. The story continues the saga of worldwide panic as scientists and politicians try to figure out how to fight the outbreak of man-eating spiders. When the eight-legged beasts all mysteriously die off at the same time, it seems like there could finally be an end to the death and destruction. But the egg sacs left behind suggest that it's only the beginning. And with no other way to battle the spiders, the president is forced to do the unthinkable, break up the country, and leave the people to fend for themselves. Now, Skitter is yet another creepy-crawly, breakneck thriller, the terrifying next step in the unfolding story of global disaster. Like The Hatching, though, Skitter feels more like an episode in an ongoing series than a complete novel, and it's every bit as chaotic as you might expect the world to be after a bunch of vicious spiders hatch and start eating people around the world. It skips around from one character to another, telling snippets of their stories as the latest chapter unfolds. The rather spastic nature of the storytelling ensures that there is rarely a dull moment. It doesn't stay in one location for very long. But at the same time, it also means that readers don't have a chance to get to know many of the characters. Admittedly, though, there's so much going on here, and all at such a fast pace, that the lack of emotional attachment to the characters doesn't really matter. But is it worth battling back against these man-eating beasties? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. This fittingly frenzied story definitely makes for a fast-moving follow-up, one that will have readers eagerly awaiting the next installment to see how the story plays out. Just be sure to keep a can of bug spray nearby while you're reading it, because you'll want to be ready for any arachnid invasion, no matter how small. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Skitter by Ezekiel Boone is 282 creepy-crawly pages long and is available from Atria's Emily Bessler Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.